Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, Ruth. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, I'm just calling you in regards to the application requirements. Yes, so did you get the text message with all the links and everything?
I did, but I had problems uploading the my driver's license and Social Security card.
Okay, did you try texting it? Because you can just text the picture. Is that
Oh,
what you were
really?
having
Okay.
problems with? Oh yeah, that just be
Yeah.
easier. So just take a picture. Yeah. So just take a picture of your driver's license and of your Social Security card and just respond to that text message, just with a picture of both of them.
What number? To what phone number?
You know what? Let me give you a quick text so you see.
Okay. This is 'cause when I completed the forms, they sent me that they allowed me to submit it. So I don't know whether it was uploaded correctly or not.
The forms?
It's, yes. They
Okay, so
allowed
I'm
me
gonna
to submit
double
it.
check, make sure. Right, so you selected that it should be submitted, right? Once you completed the
Yes.
forms. Yeah, so it should
Yes,
be
ma'am.
on there then. Yeah, it should be on there. I'm just gonna make sure. Once we get over the phone, I'll let you know if it's not. So you completed all the forms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's great. I'm just sending you a text now, just writing hi. Let me know if you get it.
Yes, I just received that.
Okay, I'm just gonna check with Monica now while we're on the phone, to see if your forms are in there, okay?
Okay, thank you. Because I would like to know if I did something incorrectly or didn't complete something, I wanted to make sure. I want a confirmation.
Okay, so the application is in there. The competency test, I don't see there. Is that something that you completed or you didn't?
I believe I completed all of them.
You know what, let me resend you that link so you can, you know, just look at that one. Okay, hold on. Okay, Monica's checking the rest now, to see what we got. Now, what about your TB test? Did you get one done within the last year, or you need to get one
No,
done this year?
I was told that you guys were going to help me with that.
You're right. So we can. So that was my next question going to be, if you want us to help you schedule that.
Yes, please.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. And then for the last thing. You know, once we helped you schedule the TB, is that we need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. It can be anything from, you know, ID that was issued 2 years ago or more, bank, you know, any letter, a bank statement, bill, anything
Well,
like
wouldn't
that.
my driver's license qualify for that?
If it has the date for at least 2 years ago, when was it issued? Was it issued 2 years ago?
Was issued over 2 years ago.
Oh, so that's perfect. Yeah, so that can be accepted for that. Yeah, so you don't have to send anything gum separate.
Okay, I'm going to look at it now just to verify the confirmation. Issued. It was issue 4/21/23.
Okay, then it's perfect. So you can just reply to my. I just sent you another link for the I-9W4 link. That one is also not completed. The direct deposit is kept in. Okay, so
the direct deposit what?
I'm saying the direct deposit was completed. Yes, it's in.
Okay.
Okay, so all you have to do now is these two links that I just texted you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then just send me a picture of your ID and your social. And then I'll have Monica text you with availability. Is that fine? If she texts you regarding the TB test?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem. I'll have her come.
Look, so wait a minute. Do I have to pay for that myself?
No, so we can cover the cost.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. We'll be in touch then.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
your help. My pleasure. I'll be waiting for your IDs, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Bye.
Bye.